The Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Hey teaches us that kvura of a meis mitzvah, the burial of a person who has nobody else to bury him, is doche even a kohen gadol who's a nazir who's going to bring his karban pesach. It's better for this kohen gadol who's a nazir to bury the meis and make himself tamei, thereby violating the prohibition against the nazir from becoming tamei and against the kohen gadol from becoming tamei, and also thereby making it impassable for him to bring the karban pesach, all for the sake of burying this meis mitzvah who has nobody else to bury him. This is the limud that the Gemara makes. However, the Gemara's formulation is more expansive. Even though the precise limud, the way that the Gemara learns it out, is that kvuras meis mitzvah is doche, the bringing of karban pesach, the Gemara expands that to say that kvuras meis mitzvah is actually doche avoda. It's doche all karbanos, which is a chiddush. Because on the surface, karban pesach is a karban yachid. It's a karban which is not brought collectively by Klal Yisrael, but rather which is brought by an individual. Because each individual brings his own karban pesach. Okay, sometimes you have a group, you have a mishpacha, a family, or a shutfim, a group of partners, but it's not a karban, a single karban, which is brought collectively by all of Klal Yisrael, like the Tamidim, right, where there's only one karban tamid for all of Klal Yisrael, and all of Klal Yisrael contributes towards purchasing that karban tamid, and you can't bring two of them, you can only bring one, because it's brought collectively by all of Klal Yisrael. It's not shayach to bring two for all of, one karban, karban musaf. Everyone chips in for the musaf. You only bring one karban musaf for all of Klal Yisrael. There's no way to bring two karbanos musaf. So these are karbanos tzibur. Karban pesach, in contrast, is a karban yachid. It's brought by each individual. Technically, one person can bring one karban pesach. Each person can bring his own. It's not a karban which is offered collectively. So therefore, the Chidushei Haran is bothered. How can it be that we learn out that just as kvuras meis mitzvah is doche karban pesach, karban pesach is a karban yachid, so it's more lenient, it's easier to be pushed aside. So that's why kvuras meis mitzvah can be docha karban pesach. How do we know, says the Ran, that kvuras meis mitzvah is docha karban tzibur? How do we know the halacha that if a person, if a kohen is going to bring the karban musaf or the karban tamid shel shachar or tamid shel bein ha'arbayim, that he is also allowed to go aside and make himself tamid to a meis mitzvah, even though, if this is the case, he's not going to be able, or nobody's going to be able, to bring the karban tamid or the karban musaf? How do we learn from karban pesach, which is a karban yachid, to karbanos tamid and karbanos musaf, which are karbanos tzibur? So to this, the Chidushei Haran answers as follows. He says, even though the pesach is not something which is brought collectively by all of Klal Yisrael, nevertheless, it is a karban which is brought in the presence of all of Klal Yisrael. His formulation is, it's not a karban tzibur. The animal which is brought is not an animal which is owned jointly by the tzibur. It's not an animal which is being sacrificed by one individual as a representative of all of Klal Yisrael. However, the avoda of a karban pesach, the process of bringing all of the karbanos pesach of Klal Yisrael, is certainly a process which takes place b'tzibur. It's an avodas tzibur, a karban yachid, but an avodas tzibur. So therefore, says the Ran, what's significant when it comes to being pushed aside before a meis mitzvah is not the status of the particular animal. It's not the fact that this animal is defined as a karban yachid. Rather, says the Ran, what determines that this karban gets pushed aside, right, on account of meis mitzvah is the fact that it's an avodas tzibur, the fact that it's being done in the presence of all of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, one can learn out, or at least with the participation of all of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, one can learn out that just as the Karban Pesach, which is brought with the participation of all of Klal Yisrael, is pushed aside, is nidcha mipnei kvuras meis mitzvah, so too, all Karbanos Tamid, all Karbanos Musaf, which are Karbanos Tzibur, are nidcha mipnei meis mitzvah. So there are two facets of a Karban Pesach. On the one hand, it's a Karban Yachid, the particular animal is not a collectively owned animal, but on the other hand, it's an Avodas Tzibur, it's a Karban which is brought with the participation in some way, perhaps not the symbolic or collective participation, but rather the participation of all of Klal Yisrael being together at the time of Hakravas HaKarban. So this actually raises a very interesting issue, which is a sugya that spans all of Shas, about the nature and the identity of a Karban Pesach. So there's many, many mekoros about this subject. I just want to discuss a couple of them. First of all, it should be noted that different Rishonim have different formulations. Some Rishonim, when they discuss the Karban Pesach, define the Karban Pesach consistently as a Karban Yachid, and therefore they're more inclined that any time that it's not clear in Gemara what the halacha of the Karban is, in terms of the list of all the differences between a Karban Yachid and a Karban Tzibur, these Rishonim will consistently identify and give Karban Pesach the halachos of Karban Yachid. Other Rishonim take the opposite extreme and say that no, that Karban Pesach is a Karban Tzibur, presumably because it's the Avodas Tzibur, because it's brought in the presence or with the participation of all of Klal Yisrael, and therefore they will consistently give the Karban Pesach the halachos of a Karban Tzibur in cases where it's uncertain. And other Rishonim adapt a more nuanced formulation, and they say that in some ways it's a Karban Yachid, and in some ways it's an Avodas Tzibur, and therefore one has to determine which aspects of halacha are relevant to the Guf HaKarban itself, and which aspects of the halacha are relevant more to the Avoda and to the participation of Klal Yisrael. And for example, the Rambam brings down in Perush HaMishnayos, he says that Karban Pesach is defined as a Karban Yachid, which is similar to a Karban Tzibur. So what are some of the Nafka Minas? So one question, let's say, is a question of Tumah, Hutra, or Dechuya B'Tzibur. There's a discussion in Gemara about whether Tumah is Hutra B'Tzibur, whether Tumah is Dechuya B'Tzibur. What are some of the Nafka Minas? If you say that Tumah is Hutra B'Tzibur, so that means that essentially a Karban, which is, when the majority of the public is Tamei, or even the majority of Kohanim are Tamei, so then a Tamei person can bring the Karban. Indeed, we even go further than that. We say that even if the majority of the Tzibur of the Kohanim are Tahar, but as long as the Karban is a Karban Tzibur, so then it can be brought by a Kohen who is Tamei. If we say it's Hutra, that means that essentially the halachos of this Karban are the same as if it had never been Tamei. If we say that it's Dechuya, then we mean that the Karban is actually Tamei. It really is Tamei. However, we give a special dispensation that even though ordinarily a Karban which is brought with Tumah is not mechaper for a person, it's not allowed to be eaten, its blood is not allowed to be sprinkled on the Mizbeach, but in this case, because it's a Karban Tzibur, right, or because it's being brought with Tzibur, so therefore we'll be doche these problems, and we'll say, yeah, it could be meratzeh, you could sprinkle the dam, maybe you could eat it, but still, there are a number of other Sulim that would apply. We don't treat it the same way precisely as a Karban which is brought b'tahara. So there's a discussion. Tosfo says that when we say Tumah Hutra b'tzibor, that it's as if the Karban was never Tamei by Karban Tzibor, so that only applies to a genuine Karban Tzibor. It does not apply to Karban Pesach, because Karban Pesach, despite being Avodas Tzibor, is still a Karban Yachid. However, the Gvura Sari and the Shara Mishpat argue, and they say that no, that just as a Karban Tzibur is Hutra B'Tzibur, it's as if the Tumah doesn't exist, so too Karban Pesach is Hutra B'Tzibur, which treated as if the Tumah does not exist. The Mikdash David has the following kasha. The Mikdash David says, if you're going to tell me that the halacha is like Tosfos, if you're going to tell me that halacha is like this Shara Mishpat and the Gvura Sari, that a Pesach is genuinely like a Karban Tzibur, so then he says, how do you ever find a person who brings a Pesach Sheni? Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. Tumah is Hutar, it's totally as if it doesn't exist by a Karban Tzibur. So therefore that means that even if most of Klal Yisrael is Tahar, and even if most of the Kohanim are Tahorim, still a person who's Tamei is allowed to eat the Karban because it's a Karban Tzibur. So why does the Pasuk say that a person who's Tamei, when the Karban Pesach is offered, has to wait until the Karban Pesach Sheni? It's a Karban Tzibur. Let it be offered in his Tumah. Let him eat it in his Tumah. No problem whatsoever. This is a kash of the Mikdash David. So the Stipler has a beautiful teretz. The Stipler says, if we think about it, the Guf HaKarban, the identity of this animal, each particular individual animal, is Be'etzem a Karban Yachid. It really is not a collectively offered animal. So therefore, when we're talking about Tumah being Hutra B'Tzibur, that can't apply to an individual animal, because the individual animal, each individual animal is a Karban Yachid, and if you focus only on the individual animal and the group of people who are going to eat it, those people are also Yechidim. A Pesach only is a Karban Tzibur in as much as all of the Pesachim together combine and are viewed as a single Karban. when you have all of the Karbanos Pesach of Klal Yisrael, 60,000, 600,000, whatever the number of Karbanos Pesach are, all of those together are viewed as a single Karban Sibor. So therefore, we're only going to say Tuma Hutra B'tzibur when the majority of the Karbanos, or the majority of Klal Yisrael, are Tameh. That's when we can say, oh, the majority of Klal Yisrael is Tameh, the majority of those who are offering the Karban are Tameh, the majority of people. So now, when we're looking at Klal Yisrael as a collective, and the collective is offering the Karban Mituma, that's when we can say Tuma is Hutra B'tzibur, because then all of the Karbanos Pesach as one are treated as a Karban Tzibur because of the Avodas Tzibur, because they're all offered together. Oh, that being the case, he says, when there's only one individual who's Tamei, he certainly cannot eat the Karban Pesach B'tuma, because the Karban Pesach of a single individual doesn't have the status of a Karban Tzibur. It's only the collective of all the Karbanos Pesach that have a din of Karban Tzibur. And therefore, it's only the Tzibur, which is Nidcha for Pesach, it's only when most of Klal Yisrael is Tameh that we can say genuinely that Pesach has a din of Karban Tzibur, because it's an Avodah Tzibur, because the Avodah that encompasses all the Karbanos is being done with Tzibur, and the Tzibur is Tameh. That's when we say, oh, in such a case, so Tuma is really Hutra B'tzibur. But when most of the Tzibur is Tahar, and there's only one individual that's Tameh, we can't view his individual Karban as a Karban Tzibur, because his Karban, right, in the broader perspective of the collective of Klal Yisrael, is really only a Karban Yachid. It's only all the Karbanos together which can be a Karban Tzibur. This is one issue. Toma Hutra B'tzibur, Toma Dechuya B'tzibur. So again, Tosfos says that Toma Hutra B'tzibur, but not the Karban Pesach, because we focus on its identity as an individual. The Shara Mishpat and Gvuras Ari say that no, that Pesach with regard to Tuma Hutra is like a Karban Tzibur genuinely. And the Stifler is Michalik. He says that the individual Karban, when we only view the individual Karban, it's certainly treated like a Karban Yachid. And we say Tuma not Hutra B'tzibur, but only Dechuya. However, when we treat the Karban Pesach as a collective, when we look at all the Karbanos Pesach, the Avoda Shabo, that's when we can look at it as a Karban Tzibur. I want to just mention a couple of other quick nafkaminas. Number one, the Rambam has a very interesting formulation where he says that lichatchila, the Karban Pesach should not be offered with fewer than 50 individuals. And some achrayim say, what are you talking about? If there's only 49 people who show up to bring the Karban Pesach, lichatchila, we shouldn't shecht the Karban? Chalila! But other people want to explain that no, that this is pshat, that Karban Pesach, be'etzem, part of its identity is a Karban Tzibur, and therefore, if there isn't a Tzibur, at least of 50 people who are present to offer it, perhaps it shouldn't be offered, because then you're actually negating its identity. Another issue is, the Rambam writes that lichatchila there should be more than one person per Karban. Again, that might be explained that by the fact that there is supposed to be some collective dimension to the Karban Pesach. So therefore, it's not appropriate for a single individual to own a single animal. There should be the idea and a symbolism of collectiveness, of the experience of being part of a collective, of being part of Klal Yisrael, of being an individual that's part of a nation, but focusing on the idea that we're each part of a nation rather than on the individuality. That's something which should be emphasized in the context of Karban Pesach because of the Avodas Tzibur component of it, and therefore, lechatchila, there should always be at least two people or more on the Karban. There's an interest, another question, we have the halacha that you're supposed to be tokeh, you're supposed to do shira and blowing the shofros by a Karban, by a Karban Tzibur, when the blood is being sprinkled on the Mizbeach, b'shas hakrava. And there's a machlokes we shown him about what the halacha is by a Karban Pesach. Some Rishonim say that we do the tekios during the hakrava, like any other Karban Tzibur, and other Rishonim say, no, we only do the tekios during the shechita, because it's different than a Karban Tzibur, but etzem it's a Karban Yachid, and therefore it cannot have these tekios b'shas the shechita. There's another number of other issues. The psukim say, b'shachatu, so kol kaladasi saw b'ino arbayim, that it's supposed to be with kol, with everybody. So that's, people point to the Lashon HaPsukim as emphasizing the Tzibur dimension of the Karban Pesach. There's a whole bunch of other interesting things. One other interesting thing is a Lashon, there's a machlokas between the Gemara and the Medrash Halacha. The Gemara seems to say, Minayin ata omer shekol Yisrael yotzei bePesach echad. There's a drasha that says, Kal Yisrael is yotzei if they bring one Pesach. The Mechilta looks at it much more unfavorably. It says, how do we know that b'di'eved, if all of Kal Yisrael brought a single Pesach, that you're yotzei b'di'eved? So people explain that this means that according to our Gemara, so there's an idea that all of Klal Yisrael can be yotzei with one carbon. The Mechilta seems to say that no, that it's ideal that there should be more than one animal for all of Klal Yisrael. So again, this seems to suggest that at least for the Gemara itself, that maybe there's no problem, maybe even it would be ideal for all of Klal Yisrael to bring a single carbon Pesach. So just also to conclude, Rabbi Nachum Zemba has a very interesting take on this machlokes between the Gemara and the Medrash Halacha. He says as follows: there's really two dimensions in a carbon Pesach. There's a chova to bring a carbon Pesach as a carbon tzibur, and that chova, that obligation, can be satisfied if a single carbon Pesach is brought for all of Klal Yisrael. However, above and beyond that obligation to bring the carbon Pesach as a carbon tzibur, there's an additional obligation to bring it as a carbon yachid. And that additional obligation is not satisfied if only one carbon is brought collectively from all of Klal Yisrael. And that's why, particularly to satisfy this element, to show the dimension of individuality, right, within the idea of the experience of participating as all of Klal Yisrael, there may be a special inyan, according to the Medrash Halacha, that only b'di'eved can they be yotzei with a single carbon. But lechatchila, there should be more than one carbon to emphasize both the individuality and the collective element of the carbon Pesach, that it's both a carbon yachid and an avodas tzibur.